From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. President Obama is revising his health overhaul plan to add some Republican proposals. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, they're not likely to win many new votes.
Mr. Obama said the changes were prompted by the day-long discussions last Thursday at Blair House. Among the GOP proposals he wants to adopt are ones to ensure that doctors will be paid more to serve patients in the Medicaid program for the poor, and that funding to help states explore new ways to resolve medical malpractice disputes will be guaranteed. Other proposals would expand fraud-fighting efforts and help make health savings accounts available in the new insurance marketplaces the bill would create. But the president, in his letter to congressional leaders, made it clear he does not want to start over, nor does he intend to pursue what he called piecemeal reform. That will probably ensure that going forward, the bill will continue to lack any Republican support. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Obama announced details of a proposed energy rebate program during a visit to Georgia. He says it would reward people who buy energy-saving equipment with a rebate of $1,000 or more. The president told the audience at Savannah Technical College he hopes the program spurs demand for things like insulation and water heaters and jobs for Americans.
When it comes to domestic policy, I have no more important job as president than seeing to it that every American who wants to work and is able to work can find a job.
The so-called Homestar rebate program needs the approval of Congress. U.S. aid to earthquake-damaged Chile is being worked out today after a visit by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Clinton arrived in the capital of Santiago with satellite phones and a technician. She says it's the first part of what will be substantial U.S. relief assistance. The head of the U.S. Postal Service says post offices will need to close and Saturday deliveries eliminated if the service is to avoid drowning in red ink. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
Studies commissioned by the Postal Service forecast $238 billion in losses over the next 10 years, unless the service changes the way it does business. More consumers turning to online bill paying and emails, combined with the recession, has meant sharply reduced mail volume. Postmaster General John Potter says the way out will involve a combination of factors.
I'm not talking about wholesale closing of every post office in America. I'm talking about giving management the choice to make decisions that are in the best interests of consumers.
It will be up to Congress to approve the changes, and closing post offices is expected to be a tough sell to many lawmakers, especially those representing rural areas. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 40 points at 10,443. The Nasdaq's up 17 points. This is NPR. Toyota executives are again in front of lawmakers on Capitol Hill. The company's North American president says an overhaul of the automaker will give North American officials more authority to make decisions about recalls. In prepared testimony for the U.S. Senate committee hearing, he says Toyota will better share quality and safety information across its operations and with regulators. Toyota's recalled more than 8 million vehicles, most in the U.S., for unintended acceleration and braking problems. On a visit to Paris, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev urged French investors to help modernize the Russian economy. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
On the second day of a state visit, Medvedev hailed an unprecedented Franco-Russian economic partnership that includes new energy, transport, and military deals. French investment in Russia topped $10 billion, and trade between the two countries increased fivefold in as many years. France is now Russia's sixth biggest investor, but still lags far behind Russia's number one business partner, Germany. But France is wasting no time trying to catch up. French energy giant GDF Suez signed a deal with Gazprom, the world's biggest gas firm, to take part in a new pipeline pumping gas from Russia to Western Europe, and President Nicolas Sarkozy confirmed that France is in negotiations to sell Russia 4 advanced warships. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Kentucky Senator Jim Bunning is again blocking the Senate from extending unemployment benefits. The Republican objected to a request today by fellow Republican Susan Collins of Maine to pass a 30-day extension of benefits. It would also extend highway programs and other expired measures. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News from Washington.